Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
If you're not values-driven in this world, it's very easy to get lost at sea with all the storms and wind and all the changes. It's a very dynamic time to be alive. So I want to share with you the core values, 10 core values that drive my work and our organizations, Natural News, Brighteon, Health Ranger Store. I just want to share these with you. Because we live in such a dynamic time, I've noticed that people who don't have core values feel really lost, and they don't know which way to turn. So let me just share these with you. They're not in any particular order, but they're all very important. So number one, we believe that all the medicine that is ever needed by any human being is already here on this earth, and it's already been created by Mother Nature and God. It could be in the ocean, it could be in the trees, it could be in the tree bark, which is part of Chinese medicine, it could be in seeds and fruits and nuts and vegetables, it could be in soil microbes, which is where ivermectin comes from. It could be in sunlight. You know, sunlight is medicine, air is medicine, oxygen is medicine. You know, all these things are natural medicine. The minerals in the rocks are medicine. You know, the chlorophyll in the leaves, it's medicine. Mother Nature and God put it here. Our job is to find it, to have the wisdom to use it, to recognize it, to study it, to learn from it, and to be humbled by it. Mankind does not create good medicine, by and large. I understand the case for some emergency medicines like, you know, anesthesia for surgery or dental work or what have you. I get it. You know, emergency surgery for injuries and things like that. But I'm talking about chronic degenerative disease versus health and wellness. And in fact, ask yourself, of the people that you know that focus on taking synthetic medicine, which is mankind's medicine, and who eat a lot of synthetic foods, processed foods, etc., they go to the pharmacy all the time, they go to the doctor all the time, they're on multiple prescription medications. Are they healthy or are they sick? They tend to be really sick people. Versus the other people you know that eat natural foods and don't take prescription medications and don't take vaccines and instead focus on herbs and organic foods and high-density nutrition and superfoods, aren't those people the healthiest people that you know? I mean, it's obvious. So part of my job is to share with you the truth about all this medicine and show you what's available royalty-free because Mother Nature doesn't charge royalties or, you know, patent fees. All right, the second core value I want to share with you is about clean foods and nutrition. So we live in a world of a lot of toxicity, and there are toxic pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate, atrazine, organophosphates, neonicotinoids, right, neonics, as they're called, that destroy honeybee colonies. We live in a world of chemtrails, of geoengineering, of toxic heavy metals, and toxic pollution, biosludge spread on farms, which is just human sewage. And as a result, our food supply is filthy. It's heavily contaminated. The nutritional product raw materials, likewise, can very often be heavily contaminated. For example, turmeric is very often contaminated with lead. So is moringa herb or cinnamon herb, or sometimes cacao can contain high levels of lead or even cadmium. Sometimes coffee contains high cadmium. Sometimes teas contain high lead, etc. Sometimes seaweed can contain high amounts of arsenic. You know, sometimes legumes are loaded with glyphosate. Sometimes it's wheat. Sometimes it's oats. Sometimes the oats are contaminated with aflatoxin, which can destroy your liver. So these all exist in the food supply. And what we do and what I believe in is clean food and clean personal care products. And that's why we engage in extensive laboratory testing. As you know, multiple mass spec instruments. We do, I don't know how many tens of thousands of tests that we've conducted so far to make sure that our products are really, really clean. And then even in terms of our formulations, if you listen to my podcast, you know that I despise artificial fragrance, which so many people put on themselves. So many people wear toxic perfumes and colognes. They use toxic laundry detergent and dryer sheets and body soap and lotions and cosmetics loaded with fragrance, or shampoo, deodorants, whatever. And so by the time they take a shower and put on all their personal care products, they've coated their skin with about 200 cancer-causing chemicals. I don't put any cancer-causing chemicals on my skin. And in my products at healthrangerstore.com, we also focus on ultra-clean formulations that lack any synthetic fragrance, no artificial colors, no nonsense, no just junk fillers, and we avoid GMOs. Almost everything that we sell is certified organic as well as lab-tested. But I'm not here to just promote the store. I'm here to say this is something that I believe in, and one of the reasons that I continue to offer this product line is because, honestly, I don't know where else to get this stuff. If we didn't make it, I wouldn't know where to buy it. I mean, there may be some solutions for things like really clean, fragrance-free laundry detergent, but what about really clean, you know, aluminum-free baking soda-based deodorant? Or, let's say, a colloidal silver first aid gel with 7 essential oils in it. You know, we make those things. If we didn't make them, you couldn't find them. So we believe in healing the world through clean food, and that's our slogan, which means that just by providing non-toxic products, we help people heal. You know, heavy metals contamination and exposure causes mental illness, lowered IQs, neurological disorders, etc. Did you know, for example, that high exposure to copper causes schizophrenia, or high exposure to lead causes lowered IQs, you know, actual mental retardation, etc.? All right. So the third value that I find very important, and again, this is not in a specific order, but it's liberty and personal sovereignty. That's why I work overtime to promote freedom and decentralization, including a sense of self-reliance. And I've spoken at great length about how you can't have good health unless you have freedom first, because you have to have the freedom to say no to vaccines, the freedom to grow your own food, the freedom to purchase medicinal herbs without FDA interference, for example. So liberty and freedom are really prerequisites to achieving good personal health. And we all have to fight for freedom, which means we have to, at some level, be involved in the politics of freedom. And that's why I do take a political position on things like proposed laws or elections, etc. And while I do not have loyalty to any political parties or even to any political people, I have loyalty to principles. And I always choose the laws or the reforms or the party that best reflects those principles, which in my mind is restore personal liberty, reduce the size of tyrannical government. It's too big, it's too powerful, it interferes in our lives, and we the people would be better off without federal government at all, actually. We would be more free, we would have more abundance, we would be able to keep more of our wealth. The government, at least before Trump took office, and to some extent it's still that way, has functioned as a terrorist organization that simply terrorizes farmers, terrorizes small businesses, terrorizes taxpayers, you know, terrorizes gun owners, etc. Every department. I mean, the EPA was even terrorizing car companies to force them to ban combustion engines, for God's sake, you know? It got really insane and out of control, and that's why it's great that a lot of that is being, there's a lot of pushback against it. I guess we'll see how far that goes. Okay, core value number 4 is speaking truth to power. You'll notice that even during all the last 10 years of me being censored and deplatformed, blacklisted, demonetized, debanked, you name it, I never censored myself. I never decided to go along with the status quo. I never said, oh, everybody should take vaccines, everybody should wear a mask, LGBT is good for children. You know, no. I never went along with that nonsense. I never said abortion is women's reproductive health. You know, no. I told the truth. I held my ground the entire time, regardless of the cost. And yes, it cost me well, it cost my company tens of millions of dollars to speak the truth. And we have sued big tech platforms. And I believe in that lawsuit, we're asking for $50 million in damages, because that's how much economic damage we endured because of the censorship. But I refuse to go along with tyranny. So what I did instead is I built platforms for freedom, platforms that you can now use. You know, Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform, Brighteon.social, the uncensored social media platform, Brighteon.io, the peer-to-peer decentralized blockchain-driven social media platform that is uncensorable. I mean, no one can even censor it, even if they wanted to. And other platforms. We built Brightlearn.ai, and we're building an AI engine called Enoch, which will be available at Brighteon.ai, and that's being given away for free. Open source, free knowledge base for humanity. But it's important to speak the truth even when it is unpopular. Otherwise, there's not much point in it. I mean, it's easy to go along with the masses. It's hard to point out that they're insane. And I've said this entire time during this like 15-year LGBT transgenderism delusion, I've said the entire time transgenderism is delusional and the people who push it are mentally ill. You've heard me. I've never wavered from that, because I always knew that eventually it would come around, as it's beginning to happen now, that, yeah, they're mentally ill. You know, little boys and little girls should not be mutilated by surgeons because their parents pressured them into thinking, oh, I was born in the wrong body. No, you were born to the wrong mentally ill parents, maybe, but you weren't born in the wrong body. You're born in the body that God gave you. Now, do something amazing with your life in the body that you have. You can't go back and change your body. And, you know, a scalpel doesn't do that for you. So anyway, I have spoken out against the insanity this entire time. I will always continue to do so, regardless of the censorship and the blacklisting. All right, core value number five, I am pro-humanity, and I consider myself to be one of many guardians of life. One of my missions here is to protect life. And that's not just human life. I also work to protect the lives of animals. I care for a lot of animals. I've rescued animals. I have a lot of animals, and I have great compassion for animals. And you notice that I'm not a hunter. I don't hunt animals because I don't want to kill them. I can't shoot animals. I shoot steel targets when I do engage in long-range shooting practice, etc. But I'm also here to protect unborn children and the children already born, to protect them from transgenderism and the LGBT indoctrination, which is a type of child cruelty. But also I'm here to help protect children from toxic food substances, the pesticides, herbicides, processed foods, you know, the heavy metals, everything that's in the foods and the personal care products, etc. Typically, when I'm at the grocery store and I see a parent with a shopping cart filled with poison and they have two kids, usually the kids are obese, by the way, and hyperactive, like climbing all over the shopping cart, even though I'm wondering how they're able to do it because they're so overweight. But those little kids have energy, and they're, you know, they're climbing all over the place. I'm looking in the shopping cart. I'm like, wow, you're just poisoning your kids. I mean, I'm saying this quietly in my mind because I don't just run around being a food police at the grocery store. You know, those parents, they are responsible for their own purchasing decisions, but they need better information. And part of my job is to get them information and to bypass the censorship that's been pushed by big tech companies like Google and YouTube and, you know, Facebook and all the rest, even LinkedIn, even Vimeo engages in extreme censorship. And their censorship is designed to separate people from knowledge. It's designed to silence voices like mine that help people understand how to be healthy, how to prevent and reverse chronic degenerative disease using nutrition and herbs and alternative medicine, etc. So one of the ways that I help protect humanity and protect life is by advocating for nutrition and advocating for animal rights and also protecting nature, because I am, you know, anti-pollution. I don't want to see chemtrails. I don't want to see pharmaceutical runoff. I don't want to see biosludge spread on forests and farms. You know, I don't want to see heavy metals and pesticides spread all over nature, killing off the honeybees and all the other horrible things that happen. And on my own property, I do not use herbicides and synthetic pesticides. I may use natural things like neem oil or dish soap, you know, with the neem oil, things like that, or vinegar, you know, natural things in my home garden, but I do not use any synthetic pesticides or herbicides whatsoever. There are other ways to manage, you know, forests and fields and gardens. All right. A core value number six is that I'm also pro-nature. I sort of already spoke to this, but I'm a true environmentalist. Sadly, the environmental movement has been captured by the climate cult, which is just as insane as the transgender cult. And, you know, these climate cultists run around thinking that if we have combustion engines, that we're all going to die because they claim the ocean levels are going to rise, like suddenly overnight, which is complete nonsense. And by the way, ocean levels are too low anyway. If they rose a little bit, you know, a few centimeters, that would actually be great because it expands the ocean ecosystem. It gives more habitat for the entire marine, you know, aquatic animal ecosystem and the plants in the oceans as well. And in the past, ocean levels were higher than they are now. And by the way, frozen ice is not conducive to life. But you'll notice that the climate cultists, they always talk about how they want all the water to be frozen, and they panic when icebergs melt. Well, liquid water is what supports life, and actually warming supports life. So global warming with higher CO2 and more rainfall inland because of a warming of the oceans would actually support a more lush, more forest, more rainforest, more pollinating flowers, and more insect pollinators. Actually, higher CO2, higher oceans, and a warmer earth is actually good for life. And lower CO2, frozen water, lower ocean levels, which is what the climate cultists want, is actually bad for life, and it's bad for rainforests, it's bad for food crops, and it causes global famine, among other problems. So I protect nature by advocating for photosynthesis, which needs CO2. So carbon in the atmosphere is a blessing. It's not a pollutant. It's not a curse. And those people who say they want to decarbonize the atmosphere are absolute morons. Even though some of them claim to be geniuses, they're actual morons who are part of a death cult that wants to destroy all life on planet Earth. And that's what would happen if you remove carbon from the atmosphere. So as you can tell, I don't censor myself on these issues. And there's no question whatsoever that I'm absolutely correct about this. Carbon dioxide is necessary for photosynthesis. Photosynthesis is the basis of all life on Earth as we know it. And look at all the things the globalists are trying to do. They want to block the sun with geoengineering and global dimming, and that would block photosynthesis, right? They want to pull carbon out of the atmosphere. That would shut down photosynthesis. Photosynthesis also needs water. And what do they want to do? They want to lock up all the water in frozen ice. They don't like liquid water or melting ice. So actually, those who are pushing the climate scare are enemies of life. They are basically death cultists all the way. So if you support nature, you should support CO2. Because without CO2, there would be no nature, period. Okay, point number seven. Another core value here, faith in our Creator. All right, yeah, we're going to get a little bit spiritual here. I have faith in our Creator because I know that not only did He create this universe with a purpose, but that He put us into this world also with a purpose. He gave us the gift of life, the breath of life, which includes consciousness, so that we could experience this world, which I believe is a kind of a God-created cosmic testing ground. This is a 3D physical world. It's not the actual realm where God exists, which is kind of described as a heaven, a totally different dimension. It's in the book of Revelation. You know, the last two chapters describe it in great detail. a place where there is no moon, no sun, no day, no night. It's a completely different dimension. But while we're here on Earth, this was created by God, and we were put here by God. Our lives are not purposeless. We are not random accidents of chance and just permutations, which is what mainstream science believes. No wonder they're so confused about life and photosynthesis and everything else. We are here with a purpose, and our cosmos was intelligently designed. Everything about it was intelligently designed. From the, you know, weak nuclear force and strong nuclear force, electromagnetism, photons and sunlight and photosynthesis and plants and life and all of it. Consciousness, creativity, the soul, the contagious mind, morphic resonance, all these things that we're just beginning to really learn about, you know, quantum universes, etc. This was all created by God for a purpose, to give us something to explore so that we discover who we are, which I don't have time to get into all the philosophy of that, but that's just kind of a short version of it. Just understand that if you are listening to this, you are alive and you are here for a purpose. You may not know that purpose right now. Maybe you do. Maybe you will soon. If you don't know it, make an effort to discover it, because it is real. You are here for a purpose. Okay, point number 8 here. My 8th core value is compassion. Now, yes, I'm very harsh against those who are enemies of life, enemies of children, enemies of logic and reason, etc. I'm very compassionate towards those who are fellow human beings. I'm very compassionate toward the innocent. I'm very compassionate towards, you know, especially children who need our protection because they can't protect themselves. We have to protect the unborn as well as those born who don't yet know what's happening or can't yet protect themselves. So I have great compassion for fellow human beings, and that's why, you know, I started a church last year, the Church of Natural Abundance, and we have donated well over $500,000 of food to victims of the fires in California, victims of the storms in North Carolina. We've got other shipments that went to Florida following that hurricane there. I think that was Milton. And we have donations coming into the church. We're going to be making more donations from our corporate entity. And we're going to be giving out more donations. Actually, every time I hold a church service, I give out some level of donation. So I do a reverse tithing thing, and I just, you know, give to the people who are attending, which so far is just a little small group of just people I've invited personally. And we just have a small discussion about whatever is important. And like the other day, I handed out a bunch of beef sticks from the 1 acre farms. And then another time I handed out goldbacks. So everybody got a little bit of gold, or handed out silver coins to the veterans and things like that. But I believe in compassion. I'm always willing to help those in need as long as it's legitimate. I am very cautious though about, you know, I don't want to feed somebody's addiction. I don't want to just give money to people who are substance abusers or drug addicts or heroin addicts. I've seen that in my own family. I lost a family member to a fentanyl overdose. There was some heroin laced with fentanyl, and he died in a parking lot. And he was always asking for money, for groceries, but it wasn't for groceries. And one of the things that I learned in all of this, and I never gave him any money, by the way, but everybody else in my family did. And everybody was just suckered into furthering this addiction by being enablers of it, right? So I believe in helping people, but not enabling their problems. And I mean, this gets into a deep subject. Sometimes addicts never want to change. Sometimes alcoholics never want to change. But sometimes when they do, it's important for us to be ready to support them in that change. And there's all kinds of theories about the best way to do that. The bottom line is, yes, I have a lot of love for other people, but I refuse to be gullible. I refuse to be exploited by those who are manipulators. And when it comes to addiction, every addict is a manipulator, and that's how they sustain their addiction, by the way. And at some point, you have to say no to their manipulation to help them usually hit bottom and begin to heal. That's just a little bit of advice that I've learned. But don't be exploited by addicts. Help them in a different way. All right, core value number 9 is self-reliance. I teach this all the time, and I also serve as an example of this. Try to live as much of an off-grid life as you can. Decentralize your life away from the control grid. Try to have your own food supply as much as you can, or backup food. Try to have your own backup communications. Try to have your own backup water supply. Maybe you have a home well, or you have rainwater collection, or you have a creek or a stream or something that you can filter and have backup water. But self-reliance is really critical, because self-reliance engenders freedom. And the more you can be self-sufficient, the more freedom spontaneously emerges from your situation. So get off the grid as much as you can. And that also includes in money and financial systems. And going off-grid from money means trading fiat currency for things like gold or silver, or maybe if you want to speculate on privacy crypto, even though that can be volatile, or purchasing land. But gold and silver are the keys there. There's no replacement for gold and silver. Gold and silver will give you self-reliance. If you have a lot of gold, you have financial self-reliance, because you can always turn that gold back into cash or into the currency of the day, whatever that currency happens to be. In fact, in my opinion, you should have all your savings in physical gold, safely stored, of course, maybe in an insured vault, or if you can keep it safely yourself, have all your savings in gold. And then whenever you need some money to live on, you sell a gold coin and turn it into cash, because the gold holds value while the dollars are losing value. And gold will outperform the stock market. Gold outperforms treasuries. Gold outperforms ETFs without any risk, no counterparty risk, when you have gold in your possession, right? So you can be your own central bank. You can have your own savings account in gold, as long as you keep it safe and you can have it secure. And then you just exchange it for currency whenever you need to live on it. And that way, if the currency collapses, you still have your gold. And then whatever new currency comes along, you can trade the gold for that new currency. But people who are just holding dollars are going to lose all the value of those dollars eventually. I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe it's 10 weeks, 10 months, 10 years away. I don't know. But that day is coming. And when that day does come, you're going to be happy if you're holding gold. So anyway, self-reliance in every area of your life. And of course, I have a show called Decentralize.tv, where you can see all these episodes with myself and my co-host, Todd Pittner. And in every episode, and we've done, I think it's like 50 plus episodes now, every episode we talk about decentralization, how you can decentralize your life, have your own system of emergency medicine or backup medicine, natural medicine, have your own system of food, backup food, growing food, sprouting food, you know, have your own system of energy if you can, solar panels or a generator or other things. There's so many ways you can go off grid and decentralize your life. And when you do that, you will be a more free, a more empowered, and less afraid person. Things won't scare you as much, because you have backup plans and backup systems. So it's a good thing to have. All right, core value number 10 is inspiring others by being an example. When I talk about these values here, you'll notice that I live each one of these. And I understand that living this way is not, it's not mainstream. It's not, let's say, very popular, although it is gaining in popularity because it works so well. But, you know, the mainstream masses don't live like this. They're living on junk foods and prescription medications and taking vaccines and obeying government, blah, blah, blah. And the results are horrible. You know, they're diseased and they're brainwashed and they're ignorant and they're slaves to the system. Well, if you live with the core values that I described here, you're going to be free. You're going to have abundance. You're going to have happiness. You're going to have health and longevity. You're going to have knowledge, personal empowerment, and you'll be able to set an example for others around you. Now, in setting this example, it's important to both, you know, speak out about the lies and brainwashing and the evil that's out there, like speak out against the transgender mutilation of children, but also speak freely about inspiring others, sharing knowledge, and giving back to the world, which is why not only are we giving food donations, but we're also giving away our open source AI model, which we've now put over $1.5 million into that project. And, you know, hey, this is just the way that we give back to society. And we put millions into Brightown.com as a platform, a free speech video platform where you won't be censored unless you post something like truly illegal or crazy or, you know, like there's no porn, there's no snuff videos, etc., right? But aside from that, you're not going to be censored. And so we put money into projects to give back to humanity. And in doing so, we work to help inspire others, but you can do exactly that. And you probably do in your own life. You probably inspire others. Maybe a lot of people are coming back to you now after the COVID years and saying, oh my God, you were right. The vaccines don't work. Or, yeah, the masks were stupid. Why do we even follow that, etc.? So be an example, be an inspiration to others, speak the truth, and do it with courage, do it proudly, without hesitation, without apology. And, you know, you can help uplift the world, which is what I think part of our mission is all about, being here on this planet, thanks to God's gift of life. So there you go. Those are 10 core values. And of course, there are other values that maybe I'll talk about another time. But these are 10 core values that really define not only the way I navigate life, but also the values of our companies and what we try to do to support your liberty, your freedom, your health, you know, your humanity, your self-reliance, you know, clean food and all the rest, natural medicine, knowledge. These are things that we do to give back to humanity. It's important to give back to humanity. You know, we've all been given so much. We've been given the gift of life and the gift of sunlight and the gift of nature and photosynthesis and plant medicines and, you know, air that we can breathe most of the time. It's an incredible gift that we've been given. And the way to really appreciate that is to give back to others through all of our actions and all of our speech. And it doesn't mean that we're always going to be agreeable to everybody or that we're just running around being joyful all the time. No, that's not what being an adult means. It's calling out evil where you see it, but also then speaking out with empowerment where you can inspire others. So you put all this together, you have a philosophy for a much better life. And you've maybe heard this. Sometimes people will say, a good way to look at yourself is to ask yourself, if everybody in the world acted just like you, would it be a better world or a worse world? And without question, if everybody in the world had these 10 core values, it would be a much better world for all of us, by far. Think about it. We would all be calling out the BS, but inspiring people with truth and empowerment. We would be speaking freely. We'd be bypassing censorship. We would be using natural medicine and preventing disease and enhancing nutrition and health and, you know, all the things that matter in life, the things that really matter, you know, far beyond just money and currency. If we were all more self-reliant, we would be happier and we would have a more redundant society. We would be uplifting each other. So to the extent that these core values make sense to you, and probably you already practice many, if not most of these, go ahead and think about them and embrace them where they make sense in your life. And when you support us, healthrangerstore.com, understand that you are supporting these 10 core values. And all the different projects that I announce and release are just different expressions of these same core values. You know, our food products or our free speech video platforms or the open source AI project or the brightlearn.ai book review videos that are really fun to watch. Check those out, brightlearn.ai. Or you can see our free online educational courses at brightu.com. That's just the letter U, short for university, brightu.com. But we give out a lot of information for free. Almost everything that we have is free information in order to educate, uplift, and empower everyone. And I thank you for your support. You help us, and we'll continue to do our part to help humanity, reflecting these 10 core values. So thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com, brighteon.com, and healthrangerstore.com. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste. Actually, oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because, you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like cocoa energized, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I. And there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the Blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.